Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is Parental Guidance Advised with Monty and Allie.
Welcome back. We're at it again. I'm Frank.
I'm Ernest.
And we are upon Love Day.
Yeah.
Love Day's next week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have big plans?
Kind of. I mean, I think we're going to do dinner. We're actually going to be at an anime convention in Washington, D.C.
Right. You're going to D.C.
We are. So, okay. And we'll be sharing a hotel room with like four of our closest friends.
Oh.
Yeah. So, you know, in terms
of.
For
that in certain circles, but not my daughters.
My brain is so far off today. I don't even know where you're going with that.
How
and I don't
important
want to.
Is Valentine's Day?
I think it's important in the sense of spending time together. And I feel like with any kind of like anniversary, Valentine's Day, like those kind of like little in between moments, mm-hmm. in terms of gifts, I think it's just kind of really reflective of how well your partner knows you. As okay. I've been talking to some of my girlfriends about like their boyfriends and talking to them about the gifts that they are getting from their boyfriends, they don't feel like their boyfriends know them that much.
Oh, wow.
Because of the gifts that they've okay. been giving them. And
so people are just kind of like calling it in.
Yeah.
Right? They're just phoning it in.
Yeah, they're like, well, she's a chick, so I guess this is what she likes. Or he's a guy, like, I guess this is what he likes. And like for me, I like to take the opportunity of like, what would be so random and interesting?
Yeah.
Like there's this new company called Man Crates. And they'll send. They will send.
Will it
heart,
send you a man in a crate?
I wish. But no, they'll literally send your male loved one for Valentine's Day a bouquet of salami, or like, or like a heart box
no
of like
comment.
International jerky.
I think they should be sending that to women, actually. And if he comes in a crate, does he come trained? Does he come with his own papers?
Probably
does he
not.
Have body training.
Probably like, not.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's. I think it's so unique, especially for men. You know, because like not all men want flowers and
yeah,
chocolates,
no.
but international jerky and salami. Everyone
That's
wins.
Hilarious.
It's great.
Does it come with a, like a yearly subscription to like some random dude magazine with
probably
beer?
Yeah, like Hustlers or something.
Like, you know,
yeah.
some a remote control, new batteries for your remote control.
Yeah, something else. Random. But
nothing
yeah.
says I love you like a salami.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
If your man likes meat, then yes, it does
what
say.
What if he's a vegan?
Well,
then he's probably not a man. It comes with a hair bun kit.
I'm going to pretend
get
you didn't
your
say
man,
that.
Get your man a scrunchie for that vegan husband.
Oh, my God.
It's almost called hot pants, but that's
what?
A whole other dude. But no, you can get him some skinny britches. That's
yeah.
what I call him.
Well, regardless, if your man likes meat, look up Man Crates.
Okay.
And, you know, it again, it's that time to take out and realize, like, what is important to your partner. And I think we kind of get into a pattern of like assuming
yeah. yes.
a lot, and we start under communicating
yeah.
and just
oh,
thinking
oh.
that our partner knows us like we think they should, or we know our partner.
Yep.
Like we
yeah,
think
yeah.
that we should.
Under communicating. Let's stop right there. Okay. So my three C's, Monica's three C's are communication, clarity, and connection. So you're communicating for the sake of clarity so that you can then connect. And some mm-hmm. people think after a period of time, well, I know everything there is to know. There's nothing I could possibly learn that's new.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we're always evolving as humans. And if
yeah.
we're not, we're in trouble. Like we should be. That's how you end up in divorce court, because you're just not growing. You're stagnant. Or someone's growing, the other person hadn't noticed because they're stagnant and they
yeah.
think they know they know everything there is to know about that person. So let's talk about that. Can you over communicate? Because like I'm in a new relationship
mm-hmm.
and I communicate about everything. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the moment, what I mean by that is this, because I think you can be frantic. I think you can drive someone nuts kind of reading in, over
yeah.
analyzing and reading
yeah.
into everything.
Yeah.
But when you need clarification on something or something doesn't jive with you, like someone hits up against like you're playing bumper cars, I think, or in the early stages of a relationship where you're mm-hmm. like, oh, I bumped up against this, I bumped up against that.
Yeah.
And so I think it's important instead of wondering, instead of hoping that he figures out that you're sitting there with your wheels spinning, because he's not going mm-hmm. to, because it's just not how men are wired. Mm-hmm. And instead of getting bitter about it and allowing that water to rise under the bridge, okay, to ultimately you're either becoming passive or you're passive aggressive, which is worse.
Or you're aggressive aggressive.
Or you're aggressive aggressive, right? And so I know for me, I've been accused of being able to go, and I use accused lovingly, of being able to go from 0 to 100 in no time, not in anger, but in, oh, wait a minute, you just hit something, like you just hit a nerve. And so I need clarification mm-hmm. so that I'm not stuck with a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Because then we're going to be, I need clarity so that we can connect. Because my ultimate goal with connection, and tell me if you think this is true, Allie, women ultimately communicate because that's what we do. That's how we build communities, right? Mm-hmm. Communicate, community. Mm-hmm. That's how we build relationships. And I know for men, it's like, no, we just get crap done. Like we just,
they're more physical about it.
Right, exactly. And I don't say that to slight men. I mean, men clearly help make the world go around, mm-hmm. obviously.
Yeah.
And they sit in, you know, and don't give me that. Yeah. That Gen Z-er response.
Yeah. No.
I mean, your boyfriend would not appreciate that comment at all.
Actually, men he would.
Men do. What is that even? All right, squirrel. All right, it's on. Because this is how we do it at home. What the hell does that even mean? Why would you respond that way?
Well, yeah. I mean, they do help the world go round, but they're also actively involved in helping to try and blow it up constantly.
So are we. We just do it differently. We use the stuff between our thighs to do that. We use, you know, our bitterness. We use our mouths to do that. We use our jealousy and our discontentment. We use our shopping sprees. We use all kinds of
things. We're talking about the world, not the relationships.
That is exactly what breaks the world down. That is exactly, listen, whatever's going on in personal family lives is going to affect the nation. It's going to affect the world. It's just how it is. We're all interconnected. And your generation and all the hoobly glooby stuff that you guys love, you know, all one planet, one earth, one people.
You're
that's
the
actually
one who
true.
Talks about the human
that's
race as one.
True.
So
true,
don't rag
it
on
applies.
My generation.
It applies. And we are only one race. But that is my point, is that it's like, I don't like that, man. That bothers me whenever I see you do that. And I see other women do that who are just like, yeah. They contribute all right, you know, mm-hmm. just trying to blow stuff up. And I'm like,
I did not say that. You just twisted my words. I said that
whatever.
They do help it go around, but they also help it stop. They do. That is what men do. They don't necessarily think emotionally like women do. Like they have
right.
trigger instincts.
Thank God. I mean, I think men do clearly have emotions, but they're not always coming from that place of let's build a community. Some men are like, let's blow it up to rebuild it.
Not necessarily.
But some of the greatest generals ever know that the best way to rebuild anything or to, you know, gain your enemy's trust is to attempt to bring them in to rebuild what it is you're attempting to do as opposed to just annihilating them. But some things do just need to be blown up. Sorry. Some of you right now are in relationships and you're holding a detonator and you just need to blow that sucker up. Like you need to detonate
everyone
it
around you
today.
Knows it.
Yeah, everyone knows, including you and the other person. So you need to blow it up today and just let the bridge disintegrate. Leave no trace, track, nothing. No, leave no way for that person to be able to cross back over the bridge into your life because it's costing you. So communication, you can either over communicate or under communicate.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the balance?
I mean, I think it's very subjective. I think it's really unique to each relationship where, I mean, like with my boyfriend and I, mm-hmm. he doesn't feel like anything I say is nagging. Whereas I have dated people in the past where I've communicated on the same level and he and those men felt like I was nagging. They felt like I just couldn't be happy with anything. Whereas
okay.
for me,
right.
I feel like it's giving him, taking the time in the moment of him saying or doing something that makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
When I stop in that moment and I'm like, all right, this didn't make me feel good. I don't know why yet, yeah. but it didn't make me feel good. And we stop the conversation and right. we feel out what it was that irked me. That to me is giving him the benefit of the doubt of me knowing, like I'm reassuring him, like, I know that you're not malicious. I know right, that your right. heart is to care for me. So this isn't in character. This isn't in line. Mm-hmm. Whatever I just heard doesn't seem like it's in line with your heart towards me.
Right.
So, and I probably didn't hear it right. So let's figure it out now instead yeah. of taking it and running with it for a few weeks and then right. something else happens.
Chewing
and then we just,
on it, ruminating, exactly. stewing, all that stuff. Something else pops up and it's like, bleh.
Yeah.
He's like, where did that come from?
Yeah. And that's happened recently too, where I just like vomited all over him of like, and this happened and that happened. And I'm like, and this has been going on for months. And he's just like, well,
why didn't you tell me?
He's like, yeah. He's like, yeah. I didn't know. That's
hey, I want to back up to something really important that you said. Pay attention, ladies. Ready? And men. Okay. But generally speaking, I've had this experience with men who would accuse me of nagging. And nagging is very subjective. And like mm-hmm. you said, you've had men who would think that you're nagging on something when you're actually just seeking clarification. Mm-hmm. And to me, accusing someone of nagging while they're trying to communicate because they're seeking to understand something, and you know the difference, gentlemen. Don't even act like you don't. To me, that is kind of the coward's way out. That is usually because the man feels inadequate mm-hmm. to be able to answer what it is you're seeking from him. And maybe he can't articulate it. So then the onus falls back on the woman, where I'm like, you have to be able to speak that person's love language. And that's where I want to go to next. How important are love languages? Mm-hmm. And I cannot stress this enough. Get the book, download mm-hmm. it today. The 5 love yeah. languages. You've got it for your kids, for your work, for your
everything.
Romance life, for everything. And it is crucial if you want to, you know, learn something new about your significant other or even your children or your boss, you know, what or yourself, for God's sakes. Most of us don't love well. Because we don't love ourselves.
Yeah.
Right? And so
we don't know ourselves.
We don't.
We don't take the time. And I think, you know, we've talked about this a lot at home about kind of like our hidden, my concept of the hidden love languages.
Okay.
Where it's like the love languages that we don't, like they're important to us, but we don't really show them for whatever reason. Maybe because we were taught not to foster them as children.
Right.
Like if your love language is gifts and your parents didn't believe in that kind of stuff. And so you stifled that down, but you actually do feel very loved whenever someone gifts you something.
Right.
Or, you know, time, like you mm-hmm. constantly are beat down by people saying, you know, I do care about you, I do love you, but they clearly are not prioritizing time with you.
Right.
So you learn to stifle some of your love languages as well. And I think that's also important to understand what it is that actually motivates you.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to Monica Matthews on this Sunday before Love Day. And with me today, I have my daughter, Allie. We're talking about how you can do what?
So apparently a zoo in Texas is offering a different kind of Valentine's Day treat for people still cranky with their ex.
The San Antonio Zoo is holding its first ever Cry Me a Cockroach event. People will be able to buy a live cockroach, name it after their ex, and watch it be fed to one of the animals.
Oh my God. These animals include a rat or a reptile.
Oh gosh, that's horrible.
Oh, no. Actually, you can also spend $25 instead of the $5 for a cockroach to name a rat and then have that rat be fed to a reptile.
Oh my gosh.
Are people really this pissed off?
Yeah. Sorry. People are really that bitter.
Are they really that bitter?
Yes,
wow.
People are that bitter.
That is crazy.
And I talk about forgiveness. I just did a whole podcast on it this week about forgiveness, especially, you know, after the president's, you know, the prayer breakfast. And he was clearly letting it all hang out. And I was like, hey, you know what? I get it. You know, condemning your accusers in Isaiah 54. I get it. Go, Mr. President.
Well, but Burger King's also not about forgiveness,
I'm
apparently.
I'm saying, okay, what is this story?
Apparently, if you bring in a picture of your ex, I don't know if it has to be like a full picture or one you drew like devil horns on, they will give you a free burger at Burger King.
What?
Yes.
Okay, what are they gonna, that is just creepy. Like, what are they gonna do with these pictures?
Maybe you just throw it in the trash, like symbolically while you're there. I don't know. Whatever you do, it has to do with your ex and a picture, and you get a free burger. So
we are
fostering a culture of bitterness.
We
apparently.
Are. Well, the whole world is bitter. We know that. Hey, I want to speak to you single folks out there who don't, I mean, like legit have no one. You do not have a date prospect, okay? We've both of us have been in that position.
I worked last year on Valentine's Day.
Exactly. Yeah. You watched all the other love bugs come in and you got to see ornery people in Buckhead.
Yeah. Who were so happy to be there on Valentine's Day.
Right? Everyone's so bitter about that, too. Like, most men are like, hell no, we won't go. It's a Hallmark holiday. We don't have to do it.
Oh,
it,
the worst were the women who called that day to make a reservation for their partner and them.
Oh, that's
they were
so
the,
bad.
They were most
bitter.
Not happy.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah, men also, Valentine's Day is on a Friday this year. So, if you haven't made a reservation,
you
better start getting your cooking skills together.
Right.
Turn that into a romantic dinner for two at home.
Well, chef, I mean, I've got, you know, called chefing it. Like, I've got it. Chef D, man. Chef Daniel, we love him. Mm-hmm. And if you want a great chef for an in-home service for any date night or just a random Friday night, call and let me know. But or email me, Monica at MonicaMatthews.com. I will hook you up. What's it called? A Big Spoon Productions.
There we go.
But listen, for you single folks out there, this is no time to sit around feeling sorry for yourself. Get together with your friends. Take yourself out. Do something loving for you. You don't have to have someone in your life in order to experience and feel love. Very important. Allie, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Until next time, I'm Frank.
I'm Ernest.
We love you and be kind to each other, beginning
be
in
bitter.
Your own mirror. Don't be bitter. No
don't
bitter
be
pills.
Bitter.
Better party of one.
Happy Love Day.
Why?
If you have T-Mobile 5G home internet, you might be hearing this a lot.
Why?
Every time your internet slows down during the busiest hours.
Why?
Because your network gives priority to cell phone users.
Why?
Good question. Why not switch to Cox Internet with 2x faster download speeds than T-Mobile 5G home internet during peak hours?
Okay.
Stop the whys and visit cox.com/5G home for details. T-Mobile prioritizes certain T-Mobile phone users over home internet users during times of congestion.